The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We have, of course, been talking about the weather here in Ireland, but we'll turn our attention to the States for just a few minutes, because at least two people have been killed as fast-moving fires are engulfing areas close to Los Angeles. Tim Gray is an executive vice president with Golden Globes. Tim, thank you for speaking to us, and it's always good to talk to you despite the circumstances this time. How close are the fires to where you are?
Well, it's always good to talk with you, too. I live in West Hollywood, which is about 15 miles east of Pacific Palisades, which is where one of the heavy fires is. And I live about 20 miles west of Pasadena, which is another area of heavy fire. So I'm kind of in the middle of it. But, you know, knock on wood, I'm not in danger. But, you know, the air is terrible. You cannot see the sky because there's so much smoke. And you can see the sun through the smoke. It looks like a science fiction movie.
And so, I mean, what's the latest in terms of how quickly the fire is moving, and what areas are likely to be in danger next, Tim?
Well, I mean, listen, all of Los Angeles is in a red flag warning area. So they're alerting everybody, you know, stay at home, you know, don't drive if you don't have to. They've closed a lot of schools, a lot of businesses. I got an email from our business saying, you know, please stay home or work from home if you can. So they're trying to contain it. But I was watching the TV news, and there were homes being burned, and the newscaster was saying, there's just no firefighters here because they're too spread out. They don't have enough manpower.
In that sense, despite the fact that it's still a live problem, have the recrimination started?
Well, I mean, no, that will come, but for right now, they're trying to figure out the cause of the fire, and again, I think their top priority is to warn people. You know, again, it's like, you know, stay off the streets. Don't do anything foolish. Don't come into this area. I think the latest I heard was 80,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. And that will increase because, you know, the wind is incredible. I've read, it depends on where you are, but I've read everything from 40 miles per hour to 90 mile per hour winds. So that's the big danger. And basically the winds have knocked over power lines. So that's what is contributing to the fires, because, you know, the power line will go down and start a spark. So they're trying to contain it. But, you know, everybody's on alert here.
How do they manage woodland and forestry in that part of the world in terms of containing or preparing to contain fires? Do they do controlled burns? Do they have kind of line breaks in the forests, or how is it managed?
You know, I honestly don't know. I mean, we knew yesterday that the winds were likely to cause a lot of damage. So there were warnings here, but I don't know. I don't think, I'm not aware of any controlled fires. But everybody in the fire department is on high alert, and then they bring in firefighters from other areas, you know, nearby areas to bring them in to help fight the flames.
Tim, thank you very much for that update, and we hope you remain safe where you are in between both of those fires in Southern California, in around Los Angeles. Tim Gray is Executive Vice President with the Golden Globes.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.